Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, January 30th, 2012. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation that will be led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise, please.
Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the precious life that you have bestowed upon us, allowing us, your children, the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Thank you for this great nation, America, one nation under God, where we can speak freely, worship freely, and actively participate in a government for the people, by the people. I ask that you lead and guide this governing body today, that we have the wisdom to make the right decisions for the right reasons. These things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Please join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We will begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve specifications for invitation for bids for the Needmore Bridge project at the Needmore Diversion Channel. That project is located in Precinct 3 and it's funded by Drainage District 6. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file the contract Jefferson County Regional Marine Security Center with ALCO in the amount of $2,396,000. That's an American Recovery and Reinvestment Act Port Security Grant funded program down at Sabine Pass. Item C is to consider and possibly approve the purchase of surplus salvage property from the Texas Department of Transportation for 48 low-profile concrete barriers at a price of $93.90 each, with a purchase fee of 6.5%, equaling a total purchase price of $4,800.17. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 1 to the contract on the DD6 pipeline replacement materials in the amount of $16,150 for the machining of 4 10-inch pieces of 30 by 500 FBE and freight to haul pipe to the job site. This brings the contract total from $490,720 to $506,870. And that is still within the amount allotted under the Texas Department of Rural Affairs and General Land Office Round 1 Hurricane Ike disaster funding. Item E is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for digital conversion of microfilm images and indexing of official public records for the Jefferson County Clerk under a request for proposal. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second. Okay, moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Item A under County Commissioners can be tabled, and the items on the addendum will hold till the end of the agenda. Item B is to consider and possibly authorize a county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the Nederland Independent School District for repair of parking lots and access areas. Item C is to receive and file that executed interlocal agreement. Item D is to consider and possibly authorize a county judge to execute an amended operations and management agreement between Jefferson County and FMMS Holdings of Texas LLC for the Jefferson County Morgue. We had already executed that contract when they went to create their Texas corporation. They found that the name that they had wanted was already taken, so they had to change it to FMMS Holdings of Texas. That's going to be the only amendment to the contract, is the morgue operator's name change. Item E is considering possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Mr. George Fernandez for 31 years of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Road and Bridge Precinct 3 and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing him well in his retirement. George, I didn't even realize we'd been out of school that long in Port Arthur. And item F is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Harry Lewis for 23 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County District Attorney's Office and the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing Harry well in his retirement. Item G is to consider a resolution approving the submission of a grant application for the Jefferson County Drug Intervention Court, and that'll be grant application number 1604512. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Alford. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And so, George, if you'd like to come up to the podium and bring whoever you'd like, and we're going to let Commissioner Senegal read.
Well, I just want to thank everybody for showing up here to help me out. I enjoyed the 31 years that I worked for the county. I thank Commissioner over there for him letting me finish my job out of here. And now it's time to do honeydews now. But I enjoyed every day I worked here. It was a pleasure working for the county. And I don't have much more than that to say, but I'm going to enjoy my retirement. Thank
we
y'all.
Hope you do. He's going to read to you, George.
Yeah, George, bring your wife up there with you. And your family, everybody.
Come on, guys.
Well, George N. Fernandez has devoted 31 years of his life to the service of the citizens of Jefferson County. Whereas George N.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you. Whereas George N. Fernandez hired in 1980 as a maintenance worker for Jefferson County Precinct 3, sub-courthouse working for the Commissioner Dave Smith. And whereas George N. Hernandez, by demonstrating a special knowledge, skill, and habits with an exceptional work ethics and maintaining a positive attitude, was duly recognized and promoted several times during his career. And whereas George N. Fernandez has dedicated his talents and service to help maintain a reputable, safe maintenance department for Jefferson County Sub Courthouse. And whereas George N. Fernandez has distinguished himself as a leader that has provided knowledge to Commissioner Mike, hey, I'm on your thing, I didn't know that. Commissioner Michael Shane Seneca, and guidance to the maintenance crew and conveyed to future Precinct 3 crews. And whereas George N. Fernandez will be missed, but we are happy for him as he will have more time to pursue other interests and most importantly, time with his family. And now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commit George N. Fernandez for his dedicated service as valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement.
Thank you. Thank you.
Judge and court and everyone in the courthouse, I want to say that I was blessed, and I said this several times before, that when I took over this job from Commissioner Hallmark, I had the type of people that cared about people. One of our mottos, and if you ask anybody that works for Precinct 3, one thing that I stand on, and George has fulfilled this even by his retirement, is that God first, family, then job, in that order. And one thing we say that if you violate that, that's the only time we're gonna have a problem. Because if you keep it in that order, and George is retiring to go to his family. So just keep God first, we're still your family, and your job is still there. I'm not gonna sign this thing, so that'll be available. Thank you, George, thank you.
But let me be quick to make it clear that Jefferson County does not discriminate against anyone because of their religious affiliation.
See, it's good.
You're lawyers.
Judge Manus, would you come up and bring Mr. Lewis with you?
As an example with George and Harry, the quality, and and those of you that have been here quite a while, and I've been here a long while, have seen just the quality of the people that are employed in Jefferson County, and these two guys just are a grand example of that. But I'm here for Harry, and actually Harry's been here for me 24 years. Actually, it's longer than that. A lot of people don't know this, but Harry and I have been in the criminal justice system about the same length of time, and for something years. Harry was a young police officer when I was a young prosecutor working under Tom Hanna. And Harry, a lot of people don't know this, worked undercover for many years. He got some of the biggest dope dealers together. Harry and I did. Got some of the biggest dope dealers off the street in Jefferson County back in the early 70s, late 70s. Harry decided that after many years in law enforcement that he could add another dimension to his ability to fight crime, and he went to law school, and he did it the hard way, folks. Full-time job, many kids, a home, a lot of bills, and commuted every day over to the University of Houston Law School. He got his degree, and when he got about the time he got his degree, I became DA, and I immediately grabbed him. And I knew his ability, I knew his talent, and I said, Harry, I need your help. Now, I think Harry had planned on going out in private practice and make a lot of money. Well, he never did. He's still wondering why, I think, but anyway, I got him, and he got stole. Sheriff Carl Griffith back then saw Harry's talents, and he had more money than I had. And plus, Harry, I think, still had that law enforcement itch, and he went to work for Carl as chief deputy and legal counsel. Well, I finally got a little bit more money, and I stole him back. And Harry's been with me now for 20-something years, doing a great job. In the DA's office, we have attorneys, believe it or not. There's many aspects to our job, civil, criminal, juvenile. We can't know it all, and Harry was my lawyer. Harry was my criminal lawyer. Harry has a wonderful grasp of the criminal law, and not only the letter of the law, but a good practical aspect on how to apply it, and that's why he's done the citizens of Jefferson County just one terrific job. He has been responsible for intaking every criminal case in Jefferson County for about 20 years. He reviews them. Now, folks, we do. We're doing a few, not quite as many as we used to, but we do about 3,000 felonies a year and about 5,000 to 6,000 misdemeanors. And you multiply that by 20 years, and you can see all the cases he's reviewed. And he's the fact that we have, I think, one of the best DA's offices in the state and some of the best law enforcement agencies in the state. Harry is the reason for that. So I give you, Harry, I thank you for honoring him. I honor him. And Harry, it's a retirement that's well-deserved, and hopefully you'll keep your cell phone on you because we're going to be calling you. Thank you very much. Harry Lewis.
Well, Harry, why don't you let me...
Thank you, guys.
Why don't you let me read this, and then we'll let you respond. Whereas Harry Lewis has devoted 23 years of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism while working within the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the Jefferson County Criminal District Attorney's Office. And whereas Harry Lewis has dedicated his talents and valuable services as an assistant criminal district attorney, chief intake attorney, and criminal investigator, as well as deputy chief and legal advisor to the sheriff. And whereas Harry Lewis, known for his high standards of professionalism and personal integrity, Harry won the respect of his colleagues, elected officials, and other county employees. Whereas having made a significant contribution to Jefferson County Criminal District Attorney's Office, Harry Lewis is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will be missed by his friends and co-workers. Therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby honor and commend you, Harry, for your dedicated service as an employee, and we wish you all the best in your retirement.
Well, I want to say thank you, Judge, to you and the commissioners, as well as Judge Manus for allowing me to come and work and actually have fun. It's been a fun time, and I'm honored to have been able to work with a group of people who have put this county first and worked hard to make it a safer place for all of us to live. I just want to say thank you.
Well, if you enjoyed your job so much, why are you running out on it?
Well, my wife retired about 6 months ago, and she's having so much fun. I thought I may be back in about 3 months.
Well, God bless you. I hope it all
thank
goes
you.
Well. All right. Now we'll move on to items under County Auditor. Item A is consider an approved budget amendment for the Sheriff's Department for a replacement vehicle in the amount of $31,739. Item B is consider an approved budget transfer for the 252nd District Court for computer replacement in the amount of $1,434. Item C is to consider an approved intergovernmental agreement with Orange County Navigation and Port District for the 2010 Port Security Grant, because Mr. Swain, on behalf of Jefferson County, acts as a fiduciary agent on these grants. And item D is regular county bills, check numbers 362771 through 363025. Do I have a motion on those items?
So
moved. Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, item A is to consider and possibly approve the acceptance of Diamond Drive, 1,078.74 feet, and Lisa Lane, 2,073.25 feet, of phase one of the Dogay's Diamond D Ranch as recorded in film code. 2009-001746 of the map records of Jefferson County into the county road systems, and those roads are located in Precinct 1. Have a motion.
Okay.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under Historical Commission, item A is considering possibly appoint Ramona Hutchinson, a member of the Jefferson County Historical Commission, as a historic preservation officer for Jefferson County in accordance with the certification agreement between the Texas Historical Commission and Jefferson County for participation in a certified local government program, which agreement was approved by this court on January 9th of 2012. Do we have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is Ms. Hutchinson here? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And we will have a closed session, so we're going to go back under County Commissioners. Ed, are you going to be making the presentation today?
Yes.
Two items. Item I is tabled, but item H is presentation by Jefferson County LLC on proposed terminal and port loading and unloading facilities at the Port of Beaumont in Orange County, Texas, which is just across the river here. And item J, to authorize notice to be published calling for a public hearing to be held February 27th, 2012 at 1:30 p.m. at Jefferson County Commissioner's Court with respect to the issuance from time to time of a plan of finance and one or more series of bonds in an aggregate amount not to exceed $200 million, which may include refunding thereof by the Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation. Okay, do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Do I have a second? Seconded by Commissioner Offer. If you'll come forward, please, sir, before we vote.
Thank you. Judge Brandon, Commissioners, this is basically concerning the original $200 million allocation that we had asked you to allow us to be authorized in Harris County for a deep water port in partnership with a major oil company, some downstream units and some tanks. The advantages that we thought were in Harris County was working with this major oil company. But with those advantages also come the timelines and the waiting for the decisions of the board of that company. Frankly, we can't wait any longer. We're feeling the pressure to move forward with these projects. And so what we would like to do, while we were waiting on our partners, we were introduced to Chris Fisher across the street at the Port of Beaumont. We've had several meetings with them. They have invited us to put together proposals to see how we could add value and fit well with their rail expansion project that's going on right across the river. Things are moving along very nicely. We'd like to apply the $200 million that we were to use in Harris County to this project. It's right here in the Port of Beaumont. It just happens to be across the river, which is, of course, across the county line in Orange County. We definitely prefer this site in that, you know, we keep the allocation close to home, the jobs close to home, and the contracts close to home. Our bonded tax attorneys, being that it is in Orange County, has requested again that we come to you and we get the resolution and the, you know, the TEFRA, the use of the bonds in Orange County, since it's not the original Jefferson County.
Mr. Goodson, would you like to say anything?
Mr. Drummond's summarized very well. This is simply an opportunity to add to the multi-phased projects of Jefferson Refining by adding some capacity if they're able to negotiate an agreement with the port. And again, as the court was very generous before in allowing the projects to expand because of the location of various facilities, including Winnie with a barge loading facility. It just happens that the Port of Beaumont, as you all know, has built some general cargo docks in Orange County to supplement those in Jefferson County and to create the opportunity with the rail that this project might allow. It would require, by necessity, those additional facilities being located in Orange County, but again, directly across the river. And still a great deal of work to be done on this project, but there's a lot of excellent opportunities. So we'd be happy to keep the court involved, and hopefully the Port of Beaumont will consider the initial proposal, I believe, at their February commissioners commission meeting, which is in about 3 weeks.
Well, our only action item today is to actually set a public hearing date for February 27th.
Yes, sir, because at this point, again, as you all may recall, the TEFRA hearings, which are required by federal law, require you to identify with specificity the various elements of the project. And in this case, this opportunity came up after the original TEFRA hearing took place when, as you all allowed, Chambers County as well as Jefferson County to be included in that prospect for use of these funds. Orange County was not an element at that time, but has been added since then. And so we need to proceed with that additional TEFRA hearing so they can move very quickly thereafter, within a few days after this TEFRA hearing, and proceed with additional steps necessary for the issuance of these bonds.
Judge?
Yes, sir.
Are they scheduled to come before us and visit with us and give us an update here in the next near future, month or so?
I think so. I think they said quarterly, is what I believe Mr. Salazar said at the last meeting.
Yes, sir.
So
need to get
that should be end of February, 1st of March.
We need to get
it
that.
Should, yes, Commissioner, I believe that will dovetail in almost exactly with their anticipated presentation to the Port of Beaumont, which would be an excellent time to get back before the court to give an update on the status of that project.
Would you perceive
who's
that
to publish the notice? You want us to publish the notice, or are you going to do that, Mr.?
Also, Judge, I want to echo what Commissioner Alford. I'd like to see that report and where you are in the process with it, releasing these bonds. But, and for a lack of knowledge and maybe just clarity, why the Port of Orange and not Port Arthur?
I think it's the accessibility to the rail and the availability of possible dock space that they can build out. The plan, as very much overstated, would be for this particular project to build its own its own loading facility and operate it. It would be an owner-operator of that facility, and they have a different rail line, I believe, they're negotiating with as a principal partner. As you know, the Port of Port Arthur is served by the Kansas City Southern Railroad. This area in Orange County has primary service through both BNSF and the Union Pacific, Southern Pacific, and I believe that's one of the anticipated partners in this project.
The also, Commissioner, I would say this, it's not the Port of Orange, it is the Port of Beaumont.
Yes.
It's just property that's owned.
Okay,
that's correct. It's not the Port of Orange. And Commissioner Alford, of course, is very familiar as a former port commissioner. Ports do have the authority to own and operate facilities outside of their originating county. This has occurred in several places. Port of Beaumont acquired this property, as you all know, quite some time ago, and this was a spoil area that, again, back beginning in Commissioner Alford's day, the port moved forward to reclaim this property once it was no longer needed for spoil for development purposes. And they are in the process working with the Economic Development Administration grant to put in a rail facility that will serve most of that 200-ish acres and make a great deal of additional developable property for the port and for this area, and hopefully some needed economic development and job improvement.
So it is owned by the Port of Beaumont. It just happened.
Yes, sir. It's in the port. It's in Orange County, but it is owned by the Port of Beaumont.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And it is now my duty to call for the court to recess into a closed session under item A of District Attorney's agenda item to discuss pending litigation as authorized by section 551.071 of the Texas Government Code in the matter of the case John Franklin versus Jefferson County et al. So at this time, if everybody not with the DA's office are involved in this case, would please exit the courtroom.